Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super itch. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic, far from past it. Now close your eyes and imagine those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest.
We waiting
the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. It's a lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Wednesday, February 6, 2019. Yours truly, Raven98 here, along with...
Good morning, TNT.
How you guys doing today? All right, let's get out a little information, see what happens there, answer some questions, and get ready to get ready. All right, Ray, any blasts?
No blast went out. Been quiet as a cemetery.
Quiet as a cemetery. All right, guys. We don't have to do a long call today because I'm going to give you the information real quick. We can do a long call. I'll just say we don't have to. Very simply put, we already know the budget was signed. We know the president signed it. I got a call from Iraq, said it was supposed to go into the budget, into the Gazette today. We got the news articles this morning that says that the president sent it to the Gazette, and we should see it in the next 2 days. And I think that's what we're waiting for it to actually become law. And it did say it goes into effect immediately once posted in the Gazette. The article actually said that. So everybody's looking for the Gazette, looking for the budget to be posted. Whether that could be any time today. I don't know the exact cutoff time. I know one time they didn't do it until 11 o'clock at night. But everybody will be looking for it, and we should at least see it by tomorrow if we didn't see it today. The banks still thought we would be there by tomorrow because they thought it was going to be recorded today. So we're all sitting on pins and needles and waiting. So we have no rate changes. The bank is still on alert. I'm trying to think. We've gotten no more information about people actually going to the bank because nobody's called us and said, I went, but supposedly it's going on. And where are we at? That's about it. So let's answer some questions because we're all just sitting here waiting at this point.
Okay.
Ray?
Let's see. Lillian says, okay, we'll read her questions backwards. We contacted several Wells Fargo bank sites and were told, one, a De La Rue machine is a hoax. Number two, if bills exchanged are later determined to be not authentic, those funds will be subsequently withdrawn from our account. So now the question, would you please tell us what steps we can take to ensure that at the time of exchange, we can minimize the likelihood that the bank may withdraw credit for a portion of the exchange currency? Don't go to the banks that tell you that they're going to do that, because I don't believe all of them are going to say that. That would be my first answer. Don't do business with them. They're already telling you they're going to take your money out of your account. Any comment?
Okay. So, sure. First, this is what you do. What was her name?
Lillian.
Lillian. Great name. I love that name, Lillian. It sounds like a senior name, Lillian, because new kids don't use that, but it's okay. So, Lillian, this is what you do. And everybody who has the question that Lillian has, you take out your phones and you Google De La Rue machine and see if it comes up. And it shows you a picture of it, and it tells you what it's used for. Then the first thing we know is that person doesn't have a clue if they're telling you De La Rue machines are a hoax. And you Google it, and one comes up, then you know it's true. And it will explain to you what it's used for. More banks have it. So the second thing is, people shouldn't talk about things they don't know about, but we can't stop them from doing that. So everybody is not knowledgeable in everything. I'm pretty close, though. All right. The next thing, I had to throw that in there. The next thing is, wait, was the double room machine, and wait, what was the other thing?
And if they do an exchange and later determine the currency,
okay, yeah,
not
take
all
your money back.
Take your money back out.
Okay. Everybody listen. If you go to an exchange and your money is not authentic, they are going to take the money out. What do you think they're going to do? Give you the money for fake bills? Of course they're going to take the money back if it's not authentic. You know, how do you protect yourself from that or not spend the money? Go do your exchange. If they say we have to verify these first, don't spend any money until they tell you they've been verified. If it's one or two bills, you have to do it. Okay. If it's all of them, they made a mistake, you give them the 48 hours they said they need to verify it, then you start spending that money. Guys, nobody's going to do an exchange for fake bills and then say, oh, it's our bad. You can just keep the $1 million. I mean, I didn't know the bill was fake, but keep it anyway. Keep the $100,000. Of course, they're going to take it back, as you would, as any other bank. You're not going to find a bank that's going to tell you, if you had come in exchange with phony money, we're just going to let you have it. Come on. That's what banks do. Now, if you feel they're going to do something other than that, move your money. But let's do the right thing anyway. That's what should happen. They do have jello room machines. The bank you went to obviously doesn't. And that person obviously didn't know what they were talking about to tell you jello room machines are a hoax. So that doesn't even make sense. But how else do you verify your money? You go online, you do it. If you're talking about the dinar, it gives you all the verifications to see that it's real. Do the same thing to Don. And what banks do have who don't have dollar room machines, they have a white book. And it's called a white book. And it's called that because it's white. Every bank you go into, it's a white book. They flip through the pages of the currency. They look at it. And they have the same security features there in that book that they have to compare it to in order to tell you that it's real. And actually, it's online now, too. I went to Citibank. They have theirs online. And they have a jello room machine. So they have both. So I wouldn't be too concerned. They did say there was some fake currency that was already exchanged. And they gave us a 10% number, which I thought was really high, 10%. But we'll see what happens. All right, who's next?
Let's see. 764764. Does the budget have to be printed in the Gazette before the RB can be released?
That's what we're waiting for.
Okay. Dakota Man says, you said on Monday's call that the ZIM rate was showing at 2 cents. I know this question was asked before, but I need to hear it one more time. At the 2 cents, would you go all in or later is greater? It was said that it should go up. Okay.
All right. What I said was Monday is there is a rate for the ZIM right now. You can go on Forex and you can look at it. That is the ZIM rate. And if the ZIM goes and they take our notes right now, if we got that rate with the six zeros off, it would be $2 million per 100 trillion notes, which I said still wouldn't be bad. There isn't a revalued rate, but we haven't seen one on the ZIM yet. I don't know, have we seen one? Yeah, I mean, our 11 to 22 cents. We don't have that. It used to show up, but nobody has it right at this moment. Would I go all in? Being that it's Zimbabwe and things are going the way they're going, being that they may have another government in place, I get my dollars and keep on pushing. Depending on how many Zims you have, but 2 million is better than no million. As long as they take them. And if you're waiting, we don't know. The statute may run out. They may get enough from everybody else turning theirs in that they don't do any more again. I don't know. The country is so shaky. Their currency is so shaky. If I could get something for it, I would. That's all. So, let me tell y'all this. before we go to the next question, since it came up with the dollar, and I don't know what's going to happen. I sent you guys out news. Sometimes I go through and I see things I think are of interest to you or should be of interest to you. So I sent out yesterday things that we had been talking about, which is the fall of the U.S. dollar from being the premier currency in the world. And we've talked about it for years. We talked about the five mini IMFs and how they're going to affect the dollar. We talked about the IMF, how it's going to affect it. The article mentioned some of those things, along with things that are going on today. This is what I don't want to happen. I don't want you guys to look at things blindly or not want to see it or not want to hear what's really going on in the world just because you don't like it. I don't like it. I'm going to say this. That article, I know it had Trump in there doing this and that, but that's not what it was to us. And that's why I said this is just information. The fall of the dollar started a long time before Trump got in office. It was even back when Bush was in office. China has been planning this and trying to become a global reserve country for the last 20 years. And it took them a long time to get there. And it took them a long time to get approved. They've been planning the mini IMFs, I know, for the last 5 years. All of that. The mini IMFs first hurt the power of the dollar. Because those five, well, it's now seven, it was going to be five. Regions can trade without the dollar. That drags the dollar down. And now, when they let China in and let it become a reserve currency, that drags the dollar down some more. And now when we do, in fact, do what's going on with Iran and that and alienating or changing our allies and causing these countries to find a different way to deal with Iran, and that's what they're doing. They're not stopping dealing with them. You know, used to, we would be able to do that. USA do this, everybody jump up and go do it. USA, don't do this. Everybody close their door. I'm not doing that because I don't want them mad at me. But now it's, okay, we're not going to do that. We're going to find a different way to do it. We're going to find a way to not do what you don't want us to, but to exclude you on top of it. And that's okay because that's what's actually happening. So Europe, Turkey, Iraq, all these countries say, we still want to deal with Iran because we're buying oil from them. We're buying electricity from them. They're supplying 80% of our culture. So now we got to go outside and say, well, we're going to use the pound or the lira. Or we're going to use, well, guess what? Well, if we can use it with Iran, then we can use it with each other, then we can use it with this country instead of using the dollar. And we all come out better because now there's no restrictions. Now we've learned what? How to do something a different way. Because once you teach people something, they know, I don't have to do that anymore. Well, once I've done it for 30 days or 90 days and we've worked out all the kinks, why do I switch back? I don't. Not only is this easier, but now I can use my own currency to exchange with. I don't have to get anybody's permission. I don't have to pay anybody. There's no middleman. And you just shown us a whole new way of life. We thought it was going to be hard, so we never did it. But now that you forced us to do it and we're used to it, why go back? Because now we see the benefits we were missing. I don't care who's in the White House, guys. It's happening. Every great empire falls. Currency that's ever been on the top has fallen. It's a matter of time, and it's how far do you fall? Or, I don't really have to fall. Maybe you just grew taller than I was. Because China's going to come. They're going to do it. We plan things, guys, every president changes something, and his plan is for his 4 years and the next 4 years, or they got a 20-year plan, 30-year plan. China has a 100-year plan. That's what they work on, a 100-year plan. Nobody expects to see the results of their work. They just keep working, keep working, keep doing their part for the master plan. It keeps going. But so was their leadership a whole lot longer than ours. So their plans and their directions that their country go don't switch every 4 years or every 8 years and destroy everything that's being done for the last time. So we do it harder, but it works. But just because I don't like it, this was happening when Obama was in office, and it's still happening. Again, it was happening when Bush was in office. I'm going to blame it on, first, you know, our society and things that were decisions that are being made. But second, it's just the natural order of things, the natural order of the world. You can't always be on top. You may be for 500 years, maybe for 1,000 years, but you'll not be forever. And we're just right at that point. And you saw the article that says this is what you can look for over the next 11 years. This is the prediction of what may happen. This is also why I say to you guys, get more dollars. The strongest dollar is at 78 cents. That's when our economy is the strongest. That's when the globe is the strongest. 78 cents. But we drop down to 50 cents, which I don't see happening in our lifetime. What does that mean? That means I got to get two for one. So I might as well do what? Get more dollars. Okay? Because that's the thing. When this does occur, and as it's occurring, we're going down, you're going to need more dollars. Not more yen. Not more rubles, not more pounds. We operate in dollars. Get more dollars. All right, go ahead, Rev.
Okay. Let's see. Rev JHG says, I saw in chat last evening that the dinar was showing yesterday on Forex at 1-to-1 with the dollar. Have you heard this, and is it relevant?
Everybody passed around the site. It showed it at 99 cent, basically 1-to-1. It's not on every site. It says, I mean, I don't know who created the site because it said like Forex. It's not Forex. It said like Forex. And every currency evaluation site I went to still had the current rates. So while it was exciting, it's not operating anywhere that I know of.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, these other questions are repeats of stuff that we've answered on multiple calls. Or they can call the 800 number and ask those questions. Live talkers, 951 area code, you were on.
Good afternoon.
I really don't like y'all calls today, y'all questions today. Good morning, how you doing?
Yeah, the rest of them are repetitious, you know, so.
All right.
Sounds good. Hey, what does your CBI source say today, Tony?
Well, he didn't say anything today because I didn't talk to him. But last night he said it's going to be recorded in the Gazette tomorrow. So look for it.
Okay. Gazette tomorrow. Okay. Now, is it his opinion then that the budget has to be printed in the Gazette first before we flip the switch for the RV?
Yep. That's what he said.
That's what he said. Okay. Okay. All right. Sounds good. Let me see here. What is a source? Okay. Now, what about, you know, it seems like, so this should be it then, right? I mean, this is, if once it gets in the Gazette, then the RV should go via through the CBI, correct? That's what we're waiting for?
The CBI sent it to the Gazette. It needs to be recorded. And it says that it's effective immediately once recorded. So we're waiting to see, but that's what he seems to think is happening. That's what he said.
Okay, so that's his opinion and everything else then. Okay. All right. Well, then I had a couple other things I want to talk to you about, but let's just wait until Friday then
and then maybe I can bring it up if it doesn't go by then. So we're still saying, the banks are saying by tomorrow, or like you said in your monologue, right? It's by tomorrow. You're still thinking?
Yes, the banks thought that we should be in the bank by tomorrow. So unless
by
something
tomorrow.
Changes today, but yeah, that's what they told me.
Okay. Sounds good. I appreciate it very much. I'll let the next caller come in. Appreciate the information, Tony. Have a good day.
All right. Thanks. You too.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 610, you are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. Hey, good morning, Tony. It's G-Man NPS.
Good afternoon. Hey, sir.
Hey.
How are you?
Good morning.
I am doing super fantastic. And yourself?
Fantabulous-er to the nth degree.
You guys are silly. All right. All right. What's going on,
well,
G-Man?
It's another dynamite day here in the USA, ladies and gentlemen. And for those of you who are new to the call and those of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to help pay for the calls. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, that's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donation electronically. Again, Tony and Ray, thank you so much for all you continue to do for us out here in the currency community. And on behalf of Tony and on behalf of Ray, thank you to all of you who have donated in the past, who will donate today and in the near future. Your donations are needed and very much appreciated. Thank you very much. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there, making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities will be available for us post-RV. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification. Protect your principal. And rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good home-style North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite day.
All right, sir. Thank you.
All right, thank you, sir.
You're welcome, Tony.
865 area code, you are on.
Appreciate the call and the info, guys, very much. Just as a follow-up to the probing questions that 951 had given to you, for clarification, Tony, you had said the banks thought, that's past tense, we'd be there tomorrow. That past tense, was that late yesterday or early this morning that they were seeing that? And I know it's dealing with the Gazette.
Yeah, what's today? Wednesday?
Okay.
That was
so
Monday morning, and it hasn't changed. They think,
okay,
and said we would be there by tomorrow. We're not there, so. But, yeah, so that is what they said.
Okay.
Because they thought it was going in the Gazette. So we'll see.
And I don't want to be presuming anything, but I would like to think that your folks are on high alert, knowing that we want to know when it does, in fact, show up in the Gazette and that they would be alerting you accordingly. Correct?
I have everybody in the world looking.
Good.
Everybody is looking.
With everything that's happening with respect to this, I'm always intrigued with getting your feedback on how closely are they following the Kuwait playbook from 25 years ago in terms of keeping us in the dark and creating chaos and confusion?
Well, you know, they're masters at creating chaos and confusion, and they've been doing that for years. So that's how they're playbook. If you're trying to just hide the moment in time, I don't know if they're doing that the same, or are they just playing, you know, the little boy who cried wolf. We're going to do it, and we're going to do it, and we're going to do it till you just stop believing it, and then they do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but well, I'm stop believing
when
it,
you're
so
telling
they can do
the
it,
people,
you know?
Yeah, but when you're telling the people, we've signed it off, the president signed it off, everybody knows the law over there. They know he had 15 days to do it. He did it in one day. They know it needs to be recorded, and they tell people he already sent it to be recorded. Well, he said in the next 2 days. I mean, do you send it to the newspaper and say, hey, hold on to it for the next 15 days, and I can blame it all on you. I send it to them. They just won't put it in. Or do you hold it yourself? So I do look for it today, or I look for it to be Saturday, since he already sent it to him. So will the people. And once they know that, and they know their money is sitting there, then give me my money. He's done everything else, so it can't just keep going on forever. I mean, it's just impossible.
I'm going to hold you to that, and so will all of the other listeners. They cannot hold this forever. And with that,
they cannot do it.
So 10 days from whenever, we're counting on you guys to select that date to tell us that we can add it on to come up with our post 10-day post-RV TNT Super Fantastic or Pay It Forward project. That's going to be exciting times when those do come around. We appreciate it. And thanks again.
All right.
And hopefully this is our last pre-RV call, and the next one will be you guys telling us what we're supposed to do as a post-RV. Okay?
Sounds good.
I hope so.
Sounds good. You take care. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. Alrighty, bye-bye. 440 area code, you are on. 440-790-792. All right, you're off. 765, you are on. 765-346 2 for 2. Let's go for 3 for 3. 713 area code. You are on.
Oh, I'm here.
Okay.
Third time the charm, man. I'm gonna keep it real quick, man. First of all, your voice sounds better today, Tony.
Thank you. I feel a lot better.
I'll bet you do. Really quickly, have you been able to find out anything about the contracts being available for the Dong at all? Do we know anything about that yet?
No, we haven't talked to them and tried to contact them this morning. Didn't get anything back. But, guys, I still feel it should be available. I think they're going to be available or they wouldn't have been there. And the banks do have contract rates. He's just saying he don't think they're available, that they've all been used up. I haven't heard about a lot of people getting paid in the Dong. People have been getting paid in our. So I'm feeling comfortable that the contract rates will be there for the Dong. But again, I'm waiting for an answer back. Haven't gotten it yet.
All right. Okay. Fair enough. Heard and seen in a couple of two, three places that military bases, people in the military were exchanging. Do you know anything about this? Have they been part of these people who have been exchanging at a time here?
Military people in Iraq, I heard, were exchanging. Not anybody here in the U.S.
Okay. So only, and that is that American military in Iraq or at American bases, or we're talking military, some Iraqi military?
No, I was talking American. I don't know what they're talking
that's
or what you're seeing there. Yeah.
Okay, no, that's what I just want to make sure. That's what I thought you were. I want to be clear on it. And the rate is not international yet, right?
The rate is not international. They still have 1192. It is not international
right.
yet.
Yeah, that thing that was going around yesterday was you addressed that earlier. I was in the middle of something. I know you said it was nothing that you had seen before or you thought it was not real. At 4X or whatever that somebody put out, I saw that, and I was kind of wondered about that. Because I know you said something, but I had somebody else talking to me, so I wasn't able to hear your answer on that. Can you
well,
say that differently?
It got sent to me, and yes, I thought it was a fake site. I didn't even look at it when the email said it. It was like 4X? Okay. And then everybody sent it to me. I said, let me go see what it looks like. I looked at it, and it wouldn't be something I had confidence in. So if we compare it to five other currency converters, they're the only one with the one-to-one. Now, we know in Iraq, suppose they went one-to-one over a month ago, 2 months ago, especially in their backstream. But as good as that site looks and make you feel, put any number in, it's going to give you one-to-one. It will not let you go to the bank and exchange your currency. So I'm not excited
right.
about it at all.
Okay. All right. That's what I needed to hear. And that was pretty much it. So you're thinking once we see this in the Gazette, your guy in the CBI has told you that he thinks that it will go from that end on there. And as far as the banks over here, that's what they expect as well.
That's what they expect. If you read today's article, it tells you that they actually sent it. CBI sent it to the 4X to be published in the Gazette and take effect immediately once published. Is exactly what it says.
Okay. All right. So they sent it to the Gazette, have it published. Once it's published, it takes effect immediately. And that should be what we're waiting on. We shouldn't have anything else is what you're being told by all your sources. Did you talk to your committee man about
yes.
that at all? What's he say about that?
Well, I haven't talked to him about it because we haven't been able to get a hold of him. I got that from my CBI contact last night.
Okay. All right. That's about it for me. I appreciate your time. Let others come in. Thanks again. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay. 360.
Have a great day.
You are on.
Well, thanks, Tony. I'll have a great day. I appreciate that.
All right.
Good morning to you. Good afternoon, Ray.
Good afternoon.
All right,
well,
good
first,
morning.
Like I wanted to become more comfortable with going in banks, so I started going in banks more often, asking questions. And yesterday I went into my bank, and I don't want to say which bank I went into, but if you pictured a kind of a wooden box being dragged across a dirt road by a bunch of horses, you'd have an idea who I went to see. And I asked about the currency. And one of the two, I don't know if he was a wealth manager or just simply a private banker that was there in the building, because it had private banking on his board deal. He said, we're just simply waiting for a green light. And I asked him about the Delarue machine and that kind of stuff, and he said that they would, you know, they had planned to have that when it happened. But that they're just simply waiting on a green light. And I found that to be encouraging, let's put it that way. The next thing I have is, I'm curious, always it's been the CBI would have to announce the rate and then it would become official. And there's a CBI that's run from, is it Texas? And one from over there?
Yeah. There's a CBI site. Yes.
Yeah, correct. Okay, so, and is there a way to make sure that you're getting the site that you want? Do we want the American site or do we want the Iraqi site?
The American site was just there as a backup for the CBI in Iraq. That's the site you're going to. Now, and I shouldn't have said site. There's one site, there's two servers. So you're going to go by the CBI site.
Okay.
That's where the feed is going to come from.
Right. And so we could, and so if there was one place to look periodically just to check, it would be the CBI site?
Yeah.
Yeah, more so than waiting for the announcement to come from the Gazette.
Well, yep, just keep looking at the TBI site, because once it's in the Gazette and it's official, it's going to change in the TBI site. So, or you can watch the Gazette and see that it's posted and then go over there. But when it is, it should change because it says it takes effect immediately.
Sure, sure. Okay, now this is, I'm not trying to give you or Ray any advice on this. This is just,
okay.
I thought that I should put it out there, and if you decide you want to take the advice, that's great. But if I were you, I would
tell you. Oh, wait
a
minute. You just said you weren't giving us any advice.
No. This is no time to fluff off.
Well, you can't start off if I were you, because that's giving advice.
Oh.
You contradicting yourself. You said I'm not giving you guys advice, and then you went right into if I were you. Anyway,
go ahead. When I originally thought about it, it sounded like a good idea. Anyway, yeah. Not the time to slouch.
All right. It's not the time to slouch?
No. No, we're counting.
Okay.
Just so they
Who is they?
Well, I could say, but I don't want to reveal my sources or yours, because they're most powerful when they're most anonymous.
Okay. All right. So I missed it. You were saying it's not the time for me and Ray to slouch. But you said it's not the time for our sources to slouch. Oh, okay.
Right.
And we need to tell them that.
Okay.
Listen, so you guys will know this. Okay. And there's no confusion about it. I accept all input, all ideas, all suggestions. But don't try that with Ray. So just say, Tony, if I were you, this is what I would do, okay? And I would say, thank you for the idea, and I'll move on. Okay. All right. We will let them know this is not the time for them to take a vacation. We need to go to work. All right.
All right.
Well, that was...
Thank you, sir.
I'm not going to get cut off now, am I? Ray?
Not at all.
Man, I thought, boy, for a second there's a disaster. All right, well, so tomorrow we're rich, and you're going to tell them to let it go, Tony Hill.
Let's hope so. And guys, realistically, I mean, it should happen. If they put it in tomorrow, the bank is on standby for it to happen. But just like last week, we thought it was going to go in, and they were prepared for it to go over the weekend. That it may go in there, and then it'd be Friday at 3:45. I don't know. But they thought we would be in the bank tomorrow. And I'm not going to say they don't still think that, because I haven't talked to him. But this, it should have been in the Gazette last weekend, and that's what he said. It was supposed to be recorded on Saturday, but it didn't. So now it's supposed to be recorded today. Let's see if it does.
So tomorrow is, we're on Iraqi days or U.S. days?
No, if they do it tomorrow, then we have to go tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Okay. All right, good.
They will get it before we do. So it's on their days, on their time.
On their time. Okay. Sweet. Well, gentlemen, as always, you're the best. And we'll look forward to that magical tweet that says, get ready. It's now.
All right. Thank you, sir.
It's a suggestion.
Okay.
Have a good evening.
All right.
All right, bye. 920, you're on.
Yeah, Tony and Ray, this is Mike. First time caller,
hey,
long time listener. Appreciate everything you guys do. Got a quick question. This goes back to a number of years. Tony, he had mentioned about having the private side of the bank to set your funds up on, because of the bank bail-ins and stuff. Could you kind of touch on that again a little bit? Make sure that, you know, our money is safe, you know, again, after the RV happens and stuff. If we're required to leave so much money in the bank, can we set it up on a private side so it's not included in bank failures?
Ooh, man. Seems like I do remember those days, huh?
It's been a long time ago, but yeah.
It is. When you're going in and putting your money in, you can decide what type of investment the things the bank can use your money for. And that's what you need to talk to the wealth managers about. What are they using your money for when you're putting it in savings or when they're putting it at risk? Because you can, in fact, restrict that. That's what's going to happen when you're going in and you're doing some of these investment opportunities that they offer you. Now, it's different if you're picking the opportunities here and here, or if you're just giving them the money. And they're just saying, well, we're going to give you 15% interest and we're going to use it here. Then you say, yeah, you can use it in these type projects so that I know the risk that's involved in it. But instead of going back through that, there's a conversation you guys are going to have while you're sitting down with your wealth managers. Again, after the RV occurs, if you haven't got started, those are some of the things that we'll come back, talk about. And it can even maybe bring some people in to talk to you about it. I have my committee guys and stuff like that. I got some other people, and we talk about platforms, and we talk about how you get involved in platforms, and we talk about, you know, the way they pay out. And how do you decide your payout? Those are the kind of conversations I want to have with somebody. But for most people, the conversation is way over their head. And he's not going to sit around and start at, you know, this is A, this is B, this is C. He'll talk to people who have somewhat knowledge of what they're talking about, then let's get this done. Because, you know, people are busy. And they don't have time to train a bunch of people over the phone. But he can give ideas, suggestions, and explain some things. So that will be happening after the RV, though. Before
okay,
that time, anybody who's involved in that should be on the internet, Googling, trying to get the basics down so you understand that we even do it and maybe have a little Q&A, or I'll just do it and let you guys come in on a conversation that I'm having with him and just listen to the conversation. So you can understand it. Go ahead, Denny.
Yeah, because the concern I have, like with the IMF project, for instance, if we invest in those projects and it's available to us, the bank's going to be managing that, I guess, for the IMF, since our money's through the bank to do those projects. Would those be segregated assets, I guess, outside of banks there? Since the money's going to the IMF, not the bank.
It's a question we have to ask. But I'll tell you right now, I would feel a whole lot safer putting my money into IMF projects where the IMF is guaranteeing the payout than just letting the bank decide.
Right. No, I agree. That, you know, that's the other issue to find out who's guaranteeing it, but we won't know until we do that. So.
All right.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, have a great day.
Okay.
Thank you, you too.
754, you are on.
Good afternoon, Ray. Good morning, Tony. Thank you for taking
Good afternoon.
My call. I got booted off the other day when I was on and you called me under my 954 number. I have a couple of questions. The first one was, there was an article I needed to know if either one of you saw it, where there was a bank in Arizona where people, Wells Fargo, people went up to the bank. They were bringing in boxes of funds. There were armed guards and police there. And when they asked what was happening, they said, I don't know, but something major is about to happen. Have either one of you seen it or heard about it?
I haven't seen it. I think somebody put something like that into the chat room or something. But I haven't seen it, and nobody's called me telling me they're getting boatloads of money again. Supposedly they have gotten it, and it hasn't ever been removed, or they raised everybody's limits up. So, no, I'm not saying it didn't happen because it could have.
Okay. My next question is concerning the fact that you have to exchange in the zone where you live. My brother owns currency. His divorce should be final shortly. He's leaving the state. The house he and his wife share belongs to her. He will no longer be a resident of the state of New Jersey. He is moving to Florida. Will he have to fly back to New Jersey to do an exchange when his license and car will be registered in Florida?
I don't know. Now, I mean, he's going to have to call the 800 number, explain his situation, and they'll tell him what to do. So, guys, they set basic rules because they don't want people going from state to state and said, well, I did my exchange in Texas. There's no state taxes, so I don't have to do that. Well, I did my exchange in Florida for that reason. Now I'm going back home to New York because they can't charge me because I didn't do it in that state. They're trying to avoid all of that, okay, by just saying wherever you live for the last 6 months. Are there going to be individual cases? Cases that don't, you know, not hard and fast to the rule, yes. But those are ones you're going to have to ask the bank at the time.
Yeah. Okay. And my final question is, on the date of exchange, you had suggested if we haven't set up the trust or LLCs yet to put it in a POD account. If you're going to use a POD account, is it at that time, do you tell the wealth manager or that you meet with that you don't want anyone to have access to be able to see this account except your wealth manager, or it doesn't matter at that point until you set everything up?
Well, I'm telling them right from the beginning. I don't want nobody. I don't want anybody to see it at any point. So right from the beginning.
Okay. And my final thought is not a question. When I was on the call a week ago and complained about the weather in South Florida, I seem to have gotten some flack from two callers. So I just wanted to say, I'm sure you remember that. I just wanted to say, no, I'm not a snowbird. I've been here 42 years. Yes, I left the frigid Northeast to get away from that weather. I know your blood never thins. Your skin acclimates to the surrounding climate. And yes, in the 40s here today when it's raining is darn cold. But now we're 83, sunny, and gorgeous.
Okay, amazed that you've been there 42 years. And you retained your accent.
I will never lose the accent because I worked in the stockbroker's business and spent 20 years on the phone with Wall Street. So when you keep hearing your accent 9 hours a day, every day of the week, it's a little impossible to lose it. And this area is all New Yorkers anyway where I live. Broward County, Palm Beach County is mostly New Yorkers. So that's all you're talking to. No, the accent will stay on the day I die.
Well, I guess so, especially if all the New Yorkers are moving to the same neighborhood down there. I guess it's hard to lose. So, okay.
Pretty much.
All right, thank you, man.
All right,
okay.
Thank you very much. Have a good day. All right,
okay.
Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye. All right, we'll squeeze in 718. Get one more in here. You're on 718.
Good afternoon and good morning.
Okay.
Afternoon and good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good morning.
Okay. My question is, has anyone, I mean, we still talk about the 800 numbers, but is there anyone in any one of your sources saying that the 800 numbers will be out by a certain time, say tomorrow or the next day, in order that we might look forward to getting them and being able to make the calls?
none of my sources are saying the 800 numbers are coming out tomorrow. Anything else? They have not said that to me. They wouldn't say that to me. Other people have heard that and put it out there. And I'll tell you guys again, there's only supposed to be five self-proclaimed gurus or whatever you want to call it, that are supposed to be getting the 800 numbers, put them out to their group. And I've had people call me and tell me, I've gone to other people's sites and say, Tony's going to get the 800 numbers tomorrow. But I know where they're coming from, and they've never called me and said, hey, tomorrow we're going to send you the 800 numbers, because they're not. They're going to do it an hour probably before time, and then hopefully give me enough time to post whatever needs to be posted or say, put these out at this time, which is going to be probably at the time of the RV. And that's why they wouldn't give them out, because I'd be sitting around waiting from that point. If they gave them to me 2 days in advance that, and say, okay, be ready to go on Thursday, Friday. There's too much notice to give anybody about a global event that's about to take place. So while they say that, it wasn't happening. Now, I do have people who been in the bank meeting and who talked to somebody right after the bank meeting who don't even know they know me, which is the good part. And they gave, you know, our name is one of the names that's going to get the 800 number. And they're saying, they said they're going to send them, and they don't even know what it's about. Something to these five people, 800 numbers, they're going to start calling us. And when he went through the list, we were one of the five again, which we've been for the last 10 years, one of the five that's supposed to receive it. So when people tell you that, you guys see that out there, that's not the way it's going to work, I'm telling you. Nobody's going to know 3, 4, 5 days in advance when Tony's going to get the 800 number, when Tony don't even know.
Well, that means that it's kind of like waiting for the master to come in. Nobody knows the day or the hour, okay?
That's right.
Right.
That's the way, don't it?
All we know is one day he will be here, right?
That's what I believe. Or should I say
okay,
that's what we believe?
Yep.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. All right, sir. Well, that's your closing comments.
Okay. All right, guys. I feel great about today. I'm waiting. We got people watching. As soon as we know it's in the Gazette, no matter the hour, we will tweet it out so everybody will know it's in there and start looking for the RV. Until that time, get ready so you'll be ready. Until that time, do what a whole bunch of people are doing this morning. Go get $50 worth of dong and make yourself an extra $1 million today. I keep seeing you do that. 50 bucks could be an extra $1 million right here for the end. You will be so happy. But I'm going to enjoy the rest of my day. I want you guys to enjoy yours. I will spend it looking for the RV, though. But looking for them to call me. Don't get stressed out, because we're right here at the end. All right, Ray.
Okay. It's Hump Day Wednesday, ladies and gents, and that's going to do it for us for this segment of the TNT Super Fantastic Call. If anything develops, we will contact you. And if nothing develops, we'll be back Friday with our regularly scheduled call. But hopefully, we won't be back Friday with our regularly scheduled call. Time will tell. I believe it. Be sure to.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Make it through it. Oh, I believe. want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide. I believe the promise that He made.
Is yours. God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Bacardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, He is. And I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that
tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
Conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
play rap.